Australia has freed dozens of refugees after holding them in detention for up to 8 years on Nauru and Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. The controversial offshore detentions were designed to stop people trying to enter Australia illegally by boat, and for many years, hundreds of people, mostly from the Middle East, were being held. More than 60 refugees, many of whom were brought to Australia for medical treatment, have been released this week from hotels and detention centres in Brisbane, Sydney and Darwin. It follows releases of similar numbers in December and January, and Don Wiseman asked the Refugee Action Coalition's Ian Rintoul if this is a sign the Australian government is recognising the error of its ways.
Look, I wish it was realising the error of its ways, and I wish we could say that we were confident that all the people that wrongfully held in detention were going to be released. But I think what we're seeing really is a begrudging recognition, you know, by the Australian government that the ongoing detention of the people that it had brought here from Manus and Nauru was simply not tenable. And that's why I think we've seen sporadic releases. We saw a few in December, a few more in January, a long break until we saw, you know, some more people Monday and Tuesday this week, and no indication whatsoever of when we're likely to see the next grouping of people. It's not just that either. The people who were released on Monday and Tuesday actually weren't told until the very early hours of that morning. So there's, you know, it's completely ad hoc. You know, there's no preparation. People who are being released aren't told. There's no preparation for them. The people who have been left behind, you know, are devastated by the fact that some people have been released and they haven't. Very happy for the people who have been released, but no idea what their future holds.
Now, when they're released into the community, what sort of resources are they given? Any?
Paltry, measly, I think is the only way, you know, to describe it. The government gives them 3 weeks accommodation and about, you know, $100 a week as, you know, a small amount of income, you know, that's meant to tide them over. Not they're given Medicare, but they've not got any access to English classes, to Centrelink, to normal welfare benefits. Of course, they've got no permanent visa, so they can't travel, no question of family reunion. They're given the right to work, but after so long in detention, and when the fact that many of them are brought to Australia because of the severe mental health consequences, the idea that people are going to be able to support themselves in the community, you know, is a nonsense. So not only are we seeing these refugees particularly badly treated, they were transferred to Australia, many of them, most of them, to get medical treatment in the first place. They've not got that medical treatment. Now they're expected to actually support themselves, you know, in the Australian community, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, it's hard enough, you know, for people to get jobs. Unemployment is, well, it's marginally decreasing at the moment, but that's just a quirk of the figures. But everyone knows what the COVID pandemic's done to the economy. Those low-key entry jobs, if they were available, many people are simply not in a fit state to be able to take jobs.
Yes, now there are also still a significant number of people on Nauru and a significant number in various sorts of accommodation in Port Moresby.
Yes, there's still around 145 people in PNG, around 120, 121, something like that. It's still, you know, in Nauru. And the government just pretends those places don't exist. So that's the reality. It doesn't matter how many times conditions are raised. We saw a situation 2 weeks ago where, you know, a Tamil refugee on Nauru was viciously run down by locals. You know, he had to be emergently medevaced, such was the scale of the injuries after running him down and physically beating him. The government is impervious, you know, to that lived reality on Nauru. The fact is that both PNG and Nauru, you know, remain unsafe. They were never equipped to provide permanent protection and a future for, you know, refugees that Australia dumped there. But we're still pushing. There's going to be another round of, you know, protests that are going to raise all those issues, the need to close the camps, the need to bring people, everyone from Nauru and Manus to Australia, and the need to get everybody out of the detention centres and the hotel prisons in Australia.
That was the Refugee Action Coalition's Ian Rintoul.